What about the names of different utensils that you eat with? You eat with a
fork, spoon, knife.
Okay, and more than one knife, you have several
knives.
And after you get finished eating, you got a bunch of dirty dishes. You say you gotta
put the dishes in the dishwasher.
All right, so you don't have a dishwasher.
You wash the dishes. Okay.
And to get the soap suds off of them, you gotta, you say the woman.
Rinse them.
Or the woman.
Rinse, what?
Okay, she.
Rinses. Okay. The dishes.
What about the thing that you'd use when you're washing dishes? Some kind of cloth. If you, again, if you don't have a dishwasher.
Dish towel.
Dish towel, okay. What about when
dish rag, dish towel. Dish towel is what you dry them with. Dish rag's what you wash them.
Okay. And what about something similar to that that you might use when you're taking a shower or a bath?
A washcloth.
Okay.
And a towel.
When that you dry on.
Mm-hmm.
Is that on that tape?
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember. Say, in the kitchen, the thing right over the sink that water comes out of.
You faucet. It.
Mm-hmm. Now, what if it's outside that you'd hook up your garden hose to?
It's still a faucet.
Still a faucet, okay. I know you've seen these portable water containers. You know, the thing that the water comes out of when you push a button or something like that. What would that thing be
called? A thermos.
Okay. Would that be what the whole thing's called, a thermos?
Well, you can get huge thermoses. That's the brand name, really.
Yeah.
They're vacuum bottles.
Vacuum
bottles. The little ones, that's what you call them.
Mm-hmm. Right. Would the thing that the water actually comes out of?
That's a spout.
That's just, okay. Sorry. Say if you had a freeze one night and you went in the kitchen to turn on the water and you did, nothing came out. You might say, oh great, the pipes must have
froze.
Okay. And
the pipes must have froze. The pipes were frozen.
Okay. And if they?
They burst.
Okay. That's what I was asking. What would you call this thing that we were talking about, gutters on the side of the house and rainwater coming down? Sometimes people on the side of the house have this great big huge thing to catch all that rainwater. You call that a, you know, with wooden staves and everything.
I don't know.
Mm-hmm, okay.
Just say it and I'll say it after you.
Well, what about in old-fashioned stores, you have crackers in a cracker
barrel.
Okay. And what would you call those round things that go around the barrel to keep the staves in place?
I don't know.
Usually made out of metal.
I know what you're talking about, because I've seen barrels, but I don't know what they're called.
Okay, what about this? Not too many years ago, there was a fad. Everybody had themselves a hula.
Hoop.
Okay. Would you call the thing around the barrel?
I guess it's a hoop.
Okay, fine. What about something that looks like a barrel, but it's smaller than a barrel? You used to hear nails coming in these things. What of nails that looks like a little barrel?
I don't know.
It's a little wooden thing. You might make some kind of stand out of it nowadays. What about a keg?
I don't think those is wooden. I think the silver kind.
Oh, really? What kind of silver keg?
A keg of beer.
Oh! Yeah. That would have made more sense. Okay. Have you ever heard of, say, if a person wanted to buy a fair amount of molasses, do you have any idea what that would come in?
A can.
Okay. What about a fair amount of lard?